Joining us now is the Victorian Health Minister, Jenny Markakis. Good morning and welcome to AM.
Good morning, Sabra.
What kind of difference will these laws make?
Look, we think this will make an enormous difference. Of course, for the vast majority of Victorian patients who are making those important end-of-life choices, they will still continue to use palliative care, and we will ensure that people get the full range of care and support at the end of their life. But for a small number of people, we know that palliative care cannot alleviate their pain and suffering. And this is why this additional choice that will be available to Victorians from Wednesday will make such a huge difference. We know from international experience that just knowing the laws are there, knowing that they have those additional choices gives patients who are experiencing pain and suffering, who are dying, enormous comfort. And they may well go through all the steps, all the stages that are necessary under our very rigorous legislation, even have the medication in their home and choose not to do so. But it will give them enormous comfort. And it was, in fact, stories like Mark's that I heard just now, which convinced me as a Member of Parliament to support this legislation 18 months ago.
The government has emphasised that there are a whole range of safeguards, but can you be sure in 100% of every case that no undue pressure will have been applied to patients?
Well, look, we think that we have put in place the safest and most conservative voluntary assisted dying scheme in the world. There are in fact 68 safeguards, and the system is designed to ensure that it is the patient only that can initiate the process and that has control of the process right throughout their whole journey. So we have done everything possible to ensure community safety but also provide compassion for people who are suffering at the end of their lives.
Victorian Catholic leaders have issued a pastoral letter in recent days, in part describing Victoria's laws as a lazy idea. If these laws are the best response a community can offer a person in acute suffering, what do you make of that analysis?
Look, I fully acknowledge that there will be some people in the community, including religious leaders, who will not support these laws. But we believe that we're on the right side of history with this legislation. We know that overwhelmingly the community supports voluntary assisted dying, and we have taken every step possible to provide people with additional choices. Ultimately, it will be for individuals to decide if they meet the criteria as to whether they want to pursue these choices. No one is compelled. In fact, we have ensured through the legislation that doctors and other healthcare workers who might have religious convictions or might conscientiously object can do so, and there is no compulsion for medical professionals to participate.
Just on that point, for those who live in rural areas, if their local GP is a conscientious objector, how easy or difficult will it be for those patients to source approval from two doctors without having to travel vast distances?
We've put in place a statewide navigator service, so these care navigators will be able to be contacted by telephone and will be able to provide patients with appropriate information and support, including information about healthcare services in their region that can assist them with this process. We expect that the numbers in the first year will be quite modest, and international experience tells us that ultimately we will have about 100 to 150 people every year who will choose voluntary assisted dying. So currently we've had about 106 doctors across Victoria who've undertaken the mandatory training. This is both GPs and specialists, and about a third of them practice in regional Victoria. In fact, we have at least one public health service in every region of Victoria who have appropriately qualified staff willing to conduct both the eligibility assessments and provide care and support. So we do think that there is reach right across Victoria, but of course there will be that assistance from the care navigators to provide that those linking up of information and support.
Are you expecting a flood of applications on Wednesday?
No, we anticipate that in the initial stages that there will be quite modest numbers. In fact, in the first year, it may be as small as about a dozen patients who will undertake this process. And that is because, of course, the community, as you'd expect, would want to hear about how these processes have gone. I should stress that in addition to the safeguards that I've already mentioned, that we have a review board that will review every single case. So we will be making sure that the letter of the law is complied with, that everything possible is done to ensure community safety.
All right. Ms. Markakis, thank you very much for joining AM this morning.
Thank you so much.
That's Victorian Health Minister Jenny Markakis.